السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. A few questions, common questions that people have in regards to zakat and also in regards to Salat al-Tarawih. The common question as far as zakat is concerned is RRSPs and RESPs. What is the ruling on that? As far as the RESP is concerned, the money that we save up for our children for their education, that money, it depends on our intention. If that money is saved up in their account with the intention of only having even our portion saved up for education purposes, and it's only for them, then in that case there is no zakah, because that's basically their money. However, the portion that we are putting into that account from our side, if we are just putting it so that the government can match it, and then our intention is to take it out and we want to keep the money for ourselves, then in that case we have to give the zakah. As far as RRSP are concerned, there are two scenarios. The first scenario is, and where the company that you work for, they put in a certain amount of money every month in your account, but you don't have access to that amount. You don't have access to that money. It's yours, you will get it once you retire. On that, you don't have to give zakah because you don't have ownership over that money. However, the second scenario is that they give you money and they put it in your account, but there is a certain portion from that wealth which they contribute towards, which you have access to. Meaning you can take out whenever you want. For example, there's $10,000 in that RESP account, and then from there, they say that you are allowed to take out $2,000, or you have access to $2,000 out of the $10,000. On that case, since you have control over that $2,000, you would have to give zakat on that. So the general rule in zakat is that you would give money on that wealth which you have control and you have access on. If you don't and it's just saved up, and you will get access later on, once you get that money, only then the zakat will come. Any questions in regards to this before we move on? No. Alhamdulillah, that means it's clear. As far as Salat al-Tarawih is concerned, there are three different sunnahs as far as the Tarawih is concerned. The first is to perform Salat al-Tarawih. How many rakats? 8 or 20? This is always, you know, a thing that people ask. And even though we may know the answer, but we still want to pretend we don't know the answer. So I'll explain that a little bit later. So just to perform Salat al-Tarawih itself is a sunnah. The second sunnah is to complete the entire Quran in Salat al-Tarawih. That's a second sunnah by itself. And the third sunnah of Salat al-Tarawih is to do it in congregation, in jama'ah. So these are three separate sunnahs. As far as the first part is concerned, is it 8, is it 20? Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came out in the month of Ramadan, and this was the last Ramadan of his life. He came out for 3 days. And after Salatul Aisha, he performed Salatul Tarawih. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari, and the commentary and the explanation of this is mentioned in Fathul Bari. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they performed Salatul Tarawih for 3 days. Fourth day, they were waiting for Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to come out from his house. He performed Salatul Aisha, he went back home. The Sahaba are waiting. Almost half the night went by, and then the Prophet ﷺ, he came out from his house, And he addressed the Sahaba that I knew you were waiting to perform Salat al-Tarawih, but the reason why I did not come out, I was scared that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have made it obligatory upon the Ummah. Hence, that's the reason why I did not come out. As mentioned in the commentary of Hadith, and from the practice of Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, that always from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until now, Salat al-Tarawih was always 20 rakats. The sunnah of Salat al-Tarawih is 20 rakats. Like I said, from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, what he did was that there were small congregations that would take place of Tarawih. So, you know, a few people will be performing Salat al-Tarawih here, some people performing Salah here, some people here. So in his time, what he did was that he did ijma of all the Sahaba, of gathering all of the Sahaba, and he said, from now on, there's only going to be one large congregation in the masjid. So all of those small little congregations that used to take place everywhere else, they were all eliminated. So now the question comes, where does 8 rak'ahs come from? The hadith is in Sahih Muslim, Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to perform 8 rak'ahs of Salatul Layl, night prayer. And he would follow it by Salatul Witr. Salatul Layl over here, according to every single muhaddith, commentators of hadith, they explain that this Salatul Layl is not referring to Salatul Tarawih, rather it's referring to Salatul Tahajjud. Keeping in mind that for Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Tahajjud Salah was fard. For the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Tahajjud Salah was fard. And not only that, the hadith goes on by saying that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to perform these 8 rakats fi Ramadan wa ghayriha. He used to do it in the month of Ramadan, but also outside of the month of Ramadan. So that wording, you know, the last portion is telling us that this cannot be Salatul Tarawih. Why? Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do it throughout the year. And as I explained, and I explain this every year as well, that if we look at the word Tarawih, Tarawih comes from the word Raha, which we also use in Urdu. Raha comes in the meaning of? Rest. Yes. Not sleep. Rest. Relax. So the word Tarawih is a plural of the word Tarwiha in Arabic. And in Arabic, the word Tarwiha means to rest after 4 rakats. To rest after 4. That's why we take a little bit of a small break and then we continue on. You know, after every 4, we take a little bit of a break. In some masajid, the breaks are a little bit longer. So, Tarwiha means to rest after 4 rakats. For those of us who know the basic Arabic, you know the basics in the Arabic language, if there is something that is of a singular, you know what we call, you know, in English or in Urdu as well, if you have a singular, you know, you have a certain word that you use. But if it's more than one, then it becomes plural. In Arabic, it's not like that. You have wahid for singular, and then you have tathniya, which is dual, for 2. If there's more than 2, that's when something becomes plural. If there's something more than 2, that's when it becomes plural. So tarwiha means to rest after 4 rakats. Tarwihatan, which is the dual, means to rest after 8 rakats. But we all use the word tarawih. What does that mean? That automatically means that Tarawih is more than 8 rakats because it's plural. Thus the word is telling us the Salat al-Tarawih is more than 8 rakats. It has to be at least 12. And we all understand it's not 12, it's 8 or 20 from what we understand. So the practice of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in and including Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moving on forward until recently, Salat al-Tarawih was always performed in units of 20. For those of us who have to go to work, we cannot perform Salatul Taraweeh, the all 20 rakats, because it gets very late, I would still recommend, if you have to leave after 8, complete the rest of the rakats at least at home. So you're not missing out from that sunnah. Because, you know, completing the entire Qur'an, that's not possible then. And then to get all of the 20 rakats in congregation, that's not possible. Like I said, there's 3 sunnahs. So at least we should try to get the 3rd sunnah. If we are performing, how many rakats we perform here? We're performing 4, we're performing 6 or 8, whatever it may be, at least complete the rest of those rakats at home. You know, maybe it won't take us as long. Over here, the imams, they read very slow. At home, mashallah, you know, you have 12 rakats left, it'll take you 6 minutes. So at least complete your 12 rakats that you have left, or your 14 rakats, whatever amount of rakats you have left, at least complete that at home, inshallah. JazakAllah khair.